Hello and welcome to StarCast for the 26th of October, 2021. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino, the author of the Planet Waves Horoscope and the host of Planet Waves FM, here with a late-breaking week-ahead edition. We've been busy at Planet Waves pulling together the monthly horoscope package that is available to subscribers through your My Account page, or look for the email that we sent out at about 7 o'clock on Tuesday Eastern Time, or navigate in from the front page. Also, we have posted a special edition of Planet Waves TV, which analyzes the charts of the seemingly accidental shooting involving Alec Baldwin on the set of Rust. I will place that video in the video space on the StarCast page. So if you're listening remotely on Apple or far away on whatever some of these services we're sending this out by are, just navigate to planetwaves.net and click StarCast, or you can find us easily at starcast.fm. Okay, let's do some astrology. As I begin, Chiron is rising to the degree, and the moon is in Cancer. And so, though astrology is supposed to be about the future, let's consider what may have happened today. The moon in Cancer was square Chiron in Aries. That can be a setup for very sensitive emotions and for a sense of personal injury. That's often the combination of moon-Chiron pairings, particularly with the moon in Cancer, and there being a square aspect. Now, this doesn't happen to everyone. You know, yesterday, yesterday may have been the day the moon was pretty active, as it made squares, for example, to things early in the cardinal signs, including Centaur, Pholus, and Quasar, and things like that. Okay, so the moon is now making its way through the sign Cancer. And its next major event is going to be a square aspect to Mercury. Let's just pull that up. I'm now working without a big stack of pre-printed charts. I figure it's a little more eco-friendly and save some ink and paper. So we're looking for Moon square Mercury. Moon squares Mercury on Wednesday the 27th at 1:09 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So the moon at 15:55 Cancer, Mercury at 15:55 Libra. That is one of those events where it's like, do I use my brain or do I use my feelings? Can I figure out what this person really wants, or should I ask them? And I would say it's probably a better idea to ask people what you want, say what you want, rather than attempting to have them guess what it is that you want. So now, while the moon is square Mercury, it's also approaching in a trine to Neptune, and that's likely to incline many people in the direction of being clairvoyant, and like, oh, well, I'm just going to try to read this person's mind, or I think that they should read my mind. So I would say skip the mind reading and remember that Mercury is still coming out of its second shadow phase. This is a tricky time because you know, there's so much that is unpredictable and that may be either left unresolved by the recent Mercury retrograde, which was a real humdinger, and we're going to be coming out of that one for a while. I would declare that officially over in a couple of weeks when Mercury arrives in Scorpio. All right, so following the moon through the next couple of days, so the next big event is a moon trine Neptune. No previous moon trine Neptune that takes place on Wednesday mid morning. But then I think that the first big event of the day on Wednesday really is Moon Square Mars. So Moon Square Mars takes place actually the 28th, and I'm 28, 24. Can't forget I said that. I want to go back. I thought I had these in the right order. Let's go back to all right. Tomorrow, Wednesday, depends on when you're listening. October 27th, Wednesday, 6:07 p.m. daylight time. All day Wednesday, the moon is applying to an opposition to Pluto. Now, this is a challenging aspect, potentially isolating, potentially, as with Moon Chiron, enhancing a sense of injury. But Moon Pluto is darker and can be introspective, and it's also an opposition. It's a caution to not put yourself in positions where you can get hurt emotionally needlessly. Now, we've talked a lot the last two editions, and also in the recent couple of Planet Waves TV, which you can find at planetwaves.tv, about the current square between Pluto and Eris. And that, of course, was where Mars came through earlier in the week and over, well, actually, last week. God, time goes by. And that moon, Mars, Pluto, Eris configuration was the configuration where the Alec Baldwin incident occurred on the set of this film called Rust. And so that is a very intense aspect. And now the moon is going to pass through this square. Mars has moved on a little bit, but it's going to be close enough for government work. So it's moon square Eris, moon opposite Chiron, pretty much all day on Wednesday. That is a busy day astrologically, and it continues to get busier because then overnight, Wednesday to Thursday, the moon finally picks up on Mars, which is still in Libra, but it's moved out now because it moves much faster than Pluto or faster than Eris. And so Moon square Mars takes place 28th, that's Thursday, at 2:01 a.m. So the way I say that is overnight, Tuesday to Wednesday to Thursday in most of our time zones. And so even though that event happens at 2 o'clock in the morning Eastern time on Thursday, or very late on Wednesday night, various places or whatever, it's lurking in the background. And to me, it looks like the issue behind the issue, like there's the thing that seems to be wrong, but then like, oh, there's this very straightforward thing that you might, you know, be concerned about or angry about. Moon square Mars, it generally represents anger. And I would say that these couple of days are not a good time to think you can solve something in a relationship. I think there are certain kinds of discussions that will be potentially more injurious with this kind of astrology, and better to wait until fairly early on Thursday when the moon enters Leo. Let's take a look at that. So moon enters Leo the 28th at 5:08 a.m. EDT. So after there's all this turbulence and with the moon going through Cancer and the squares and oppositions to Mars and Eris, the moon changes signs, and that's a little like, not sure if you're a baseball fan, but that's a little like the inning is over, and no matter how complicated the last inning was, no matter how many runners are left on base, everything starts again with the new inning. And the inning in astrology is when the moon enters a new sign. That's when it begins. And so this is an interesting set of events also, its own whole story as the moon moves through the fixed sign Leo Wednesday, and then this probably going to go through sometime late Friday. We'll get there in a second. So the moon enters Leo, and the first thing it does in Leo is it makes a square to the sun. That is called first quarter moon. Is it first quarter? Last quarter moon. Moon square sun. Moon is waning. Okay, 4:05 p.m. on the 28th. That's Thursday Eastern time. Is the last quarter. All right. So usually I find quarter moons to be fairly navigable times. The good balance between various different factors that are considerations at the time. However, in this case, the moon is going to be opposite Saturn. So when you get moon Saturn in contact or sun Saturn in contact, that emphasizes business. It emphasizes bearing down and doing serious work. It emphasizes collaboration. But the moon in Leo must be careful not to, let's say, submit all of its needs to the collective demands of Saturn in Aquarius. The Saturn in Aquarius, Jupiter in Aquarius, these are very challenging aspects for people who are not good at standing up for themselves. And that would seem to include, as far as I'm concerned, almost everyone. Okay, so Moon square Uranus is the next thing up, and that's on, looks like that's on Friday the 29th. So Moon continues to move through the fixed sign Leo, makes a square to Uranus. That's always full of surprises. So it's expect the unexpected and take disruptions in stride. The moon then continues to move through Leo, and it is going to make an opposition on, again, now it's Friday, that moon square Uranus is early Friday morning, so it's got a little bit of like, oh, don't wake up on the wrong side of the bed kind of thing, and you might not have the day you're planning on Friday, and that would then lead to... okay. So the moon must be slow. It opposes Jupiter at 12:23 a.m. overnight, Friday to Saturday. So now the thing with moon Jupiter aspects is beware of exaggeration. Beware of things seeming larger than they are. Keep your sense of proportion. Jupiter can magnify and amplify events and emotions that are involved with the moon, which means, you know, again, just keep a sense of scale. All right, now we have a planetary event, and if you'll notice, planets don't change signs that often, right? Moon changes signs twice a week. Sun changes signs once a month. Okay, but the rest of the planets, you don't see very many sign changes of the rest of the planets. And we have one coming up because Mars, long in Libra, makes its long-awaited entree into Scorpio. This takes place 10:21 a.m. on Saturday, the 30th. So Mars is void of course and will be void of course. Maybe you've heard of the void of course moon. Planets too can be void of course. Planets too can have that effect. It's usually called anaretic with planets, meaning way, way at the very end, and therefore prone to all kinds of sudden or let's say unexpected transformations. At the time this is happening, Mercury is in a quincunx aspect to Neptune. So Mercury, slow and powerful, still coming out of its retrograde, is in Libra, and it's going to make a 150-degree aspect, or also called a quincunx, to Neptune. And this is very simply, make sure you can trust your intuition. Listen to your intuition, verify, and then check your intuition again. This is not a like leap before you look kind of a thing. Mercury, Neptune can be very productive, but you want to make sure you've got the Mercury part and the Neptune part both in balance. Okay, so we've taken you out to Saturday. I'll be back either Thursday night or Friday with another edition of StarCast. Don't forget, Planet Waves is a subscriber-based service. It's a beautiful thing to have full access to the website, my vast archive of 20 years of astrology articles. You can learn astrology with me and follow as I learned. And the Scorpio reading, in case you are born under the sign Scorpio or Scorpio rising, I have that scheduled to do on Thursday. And if you're interested in the Planet Waves monthly horoscope, just go right to planetwaves.net and click on that monthly horoscope tab right at the top of the page. Signing off on a chilly, rainy Tuesday afternoon here in Kingston, New York. My name's Eric Francis. You've been tuned to Planet Wave Starcast. Thanks for listening, and stay in touch.